This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Krista McQuillan, MediaTinker.com. Good Things to Eat, as suggested by Rufus, by Rufus Estes. Section 3. Fish. Boiled codfish with cream sauce. Take out the inside of a cod by the white skin of the belly, taking care to remove all blood. Place the fish in a kettle with salted cold water. Boil fast at first, then slowly. When done, take out and skin. Pour over it a sauce made as follows. 1/4 pound butter put into a stew pan with 1 tablespoonful of flour, moistened with 1 pint of cream or rich milk, and salt and pepper, and also 1 teaspoon essence of anchovies. Place the pan over the fire and let thicken, but not boil. Boiled mackerel. Prepare and clean some mackerel. Put in water and boil until they are done. When cooked, drain and put the mackerel on a hot dish. Blanch some fennel in salted water. When it is soft, drain and chop finely. Put 1 tablespoonful in 1/2 pint of butter sauce. Serve in a sauce boat with the fish. Boiled salmon with sauce tartare. Scrape the skin of the fish, wipe, and if you have no regular fish kettle with a perforated lid, tie a piece of cheesecloth and place gently in a kettle of boiling salted water. Push the kettle back on the fire where it will simmer gently instead of boiling hard, and cook, allowing about 6 minutes to the pound. Remove carefully, drain, and chill. If the fish breaks and looks badly, take out the bones, flake, pile lightly on the platter, and pour the sauce over it. This may be a hot hollandaise or a cold sauce tartare. Broiled mackerel. Draw and wash the mackerel. Cut off heads and rub over with salt and leave for an hour. Rub a gridiron with olive oil, lay the mackerel on it, and broil over a charcoal fire. Place some chopped parsley and onions on a hot dish with the hot fish, squeezing over the mackerel a little lemon juice. Serve hot. Broiled mackerel with black butter. Take some mackerel, open and remove bones. Season with butter, pepper, and salt. Place the fish on a gridiron and broil over a clear fire. Put a part of the butter in a saucepan and stir it over the fire until it's richly browned, squeezing into it a little lemon juice. Place the fish on a hot dish, arrange some sprigs of parsley around it, and pour over it the butter sauce and serve hot. Codfish cones. When it is not convenient to make and fry fish balls, try this substitute. Pick enough salt codfish into shreds to measure 2 cups and let stand in cold water for 2 or more hours, then drain dry. Make a sauce from 1 cup of hot milk, 2 level tablespoons each of flour and butter, and cook 5 minutes. Mash and season enough hot boiled potatoes to measure 2 cups. Add the sauce and the fish and beat well with a fork. Shape into small cones, set on a butter pan, brush with melted butter, and scatter fine breadcrumbs over. Set in oven to brown. Codfish hash. Take a cup of cooked cod, pick in pieces, and soak in cold water for 12 hours. Boil some potatoes and add them to the finely chopped fish, a little at a time. Put in a saucepan with some butter and stir. Let it cook gently. Fin and Haddie fish cakes. The fin and haddie, parboiled with an equal quantity of mashed potatoes, seasoned with melted butter, salt and pepper, and a beaten egg, and mold into cakes. Fish East India style. Peel 2 medium-sized onions, cut into thin slices. Put in a stew pan with a small lump of butter and fry until lightly browned. Pour over them some white stock, judging the quantity by that of the fish. 1 ounce of butter, little curry powder, salt, lemon juice, a little sugar, and cayenne pepper. Boil the stock for 15 or 20 minutes, then strain into a stew pan, skim, and put in the fish, having it carefully prepared. Boil gently without breaking the fish. Wash and boil 1/2 cup of rice in water, and when cooked it should be dried and the grains unbroken. Turn the curry out on a hot dish, garnish with croutons of fried bread. Serve hot with the rice in a separate dish. Fish on casserole. One of those earthen baking dishes with close-fitting cover of the same ware, and fit for placing on the table, is especially useful for cooking fish. For instance, take 2 pounds of the thick part of cod or haddock, both of which are cheap fish. Take off the skin and lay in the casserole. Make a sauce from 2 cups of milk heated with a good slice of onion, a rounded tablespoon of minced parsley, a small piece of mace, a few gratings of the yellow rind of lemon, half a level teaspoon of salt, and a little white pepper. Cook in the top of a double boiler for 20 minutes. Heat 1/4 cup of butter in a saucepan, add 3 level tablespoons of flour, and cook smooth. Turn on the hot milk after straining out the seasonings. Cook until thick and pour over the fish. Cover and bake 1/2 hour, then, if the fish is done, serve in the same dish with a little finely minced parsley scattered over. Louisiana cod. Melt 1/4 cup of butter and let it begin to color. Add 2 level tablespoons of flour and stir until smooth. Add 1 cup of water and cook 5 minutes. Add 1/2 level teaspoon of salt, 1/2 as much pepper, and 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Chop fine 1 medium-sized onion and 1 small green pepper after taking out the seeds. Brown them in 2 tablespoons of butter, add 1 cup of strained tomatoes, a bit of bay leaf, and the prepared sauce. Put slices of cod cut 1 inch thick into a casserole, pour on the sauce, cover closely, and bake in a slow oven 3/4 of an hour. Matelotte of haddock. Wash and skin the haddock and remove the flesh from the bones in firm pieces suitable for serving. Put the head, bones, and trimmings to cook in cold water and add a small sliced onion and salt and pepper. Boil 6 good-sized onions until tender, then drain and slice and put 1/2 of them into a buttered baking dish. Arrange the pieces of fish on these, sprinkle with salt and pepper, then add the remaining onions. Drain the fish from the trimmings, add to it 2 tablespoons lemon juice, and pour it over onions and fish. Cover very closely and cook in the oven until the fish is tender. Then drain off the liquid, heat it to the boiling point, and thicken it with 2 eggs, slightly beaten and diluted with a little of the hot liquid. Arrange the onions on a hot platter and place the fish on top, then pour over the thickened liquid. A mold of salmon. If where one cannot get fresh fish, the canned salmon makes a delicious mold. Serve very cold on a bed of crisp lettuce or cress. Drain off the juice from a can of salmon and flake, picking out every fragment of bone and skin. Mix with the fish 1 egg lightly beaten, the juice of 1/2 lemon, 1 cup fine dry breadcrumbs, and salt and pepper to season. Pack in a buttered mold which has a tight-fitting tin cover, steam for 2 hours, and cool. After it gets quite cold, set on the ice until ready to carve. Oysters à la poulette. 1 quart oysters, 4 level tablespoons butter, 4 level tablespoons flour, 1/2 level teaspoon salt, 1/4 level teaspoon celery salt, 1/2 cup oysters liquor, 1 cup each of chicken stock and milk, juice 1/2 lemon. Look over the oysters, heat quickly to the boiling point, then drain and strain the liquor through cheesecloth. Melt the butter, add the flour, salt, and celery salt, and when blended, add the oyster liquor, chicken stock, and milk, stirring until thick and smooth. Cook for 5 minutes, then add the oysters and lemon juice, and serve at once. Oyster fricassee. Put 1 pint of oysters into a double boiler or into the top of the chafing dish. As soon as the edges curl, add the slightly beaten yolks of 3 eggs, a few grains of pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Set over hot water, and as soon as the egg thickens, add 1 teaspoon of lemon juice. Spread on slices of toasted brown bread and garnish with celery tips. Celery salt is a good addition to the seasoning. Réchauffé of fin and haddie. Cover a fin and haddie with boiling water and let it simmer for 20 minutes, then remove the kettle and flake, discarding the skin and bones. For 3 cups of fish, scald 2 cups of thin cream and add to the fish. Season with paprika or a dash of cayenne, and when thoroughly heated, stir in the yolks of 2 eggs diluted with a little hot cream. Scalloped clams in the shell. Chop the clams very fine and season with salt and cayenne pepper. In another dish, mix some powdered crackers, moistened first with warm milk, then with clam liquor, a beaten egg, and some melted butter, the quantity varying with the amount of clams used. Stir in the chopped clams. Wash clean as many shells as the mixture will fill. Wipe and butter them, filling heaping full with the mixture, smoothing with a spoon. Place in rows on a baking pan and bake until well browned. Send to the table hot. Scalloped shrimps. Make a sauce with 1 level tablespoon of cornstarch, 1 rounded tablespoon of butter, and 1 cup of milk cooked together 5 minutes. Season with 1/4 level teaspoon of salt and 1 few grains of cayenne. Add 1 can of shrimps after removing all bits of shell and mincing them fine. Use, if preferred, the same amount of fresh shrimps. Put into buttered scallop shells, scatter fine bread crumbs over the top of each, and dot with bits of butter. Set in a quick oven to brown the crumbs, and serve hot in the shells. Stewed codfish. Take a piece of boiled cod, remove the skin and bones, and pick into flakes. Put these in a stew pan with a little butter, salt, pepper, minced parsley, and juice of a lemon. Put on the fire, and when the contents of the pan are quite hot, the fish is ready to serve. Codfish cones. When it is not convenient to make and preparation into shapes, dip them into egg beaten with cream, then in sifted bread crumbs, and let them stand for half an hour or so to dry. Then fry them a delicate color after plunging into boiling lard. Take them out, drain, place on a napkin on a dish, and serve. End of section 3.